Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
With us in studio is Sock Spearman. Sock Spearman is, as you will very quickly tell, Sock Spearman did not necessarily originate from here in central Iowa. She is from the great area of Singapore. Welcome to the NewsHour, Sock. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Michael.
I think this is, we're going to talk about real estate, and we're going to talk about this new thought process that you have to help homeowners, not only home seekers, but also people who are selling their homes. We're going to get into that, but I want to spend a little bit of time with you, if I can, talking about Singapore, because here in central Iowa, you know, we're pretty isolated. I mean, we're in the middle of the United States. Travel wise, you know, we think we're going a long way if we go to Pella, you know, for the Tulip Festival. But you come from, you have a really interesting, I would suspect, outlook on central Iowa in case. But let's start with Singapore. What is it like in Singapore?
Well, Singapore is, we are a one country, one city.
One country and one city?
Yes. One country and one city.
All the same thing?
Yes. It's all the same thing. And of course, we do have suburb, but we are very close to each other. From one corner of Singapore, if you drive to the other corner, it's like 45 minutes.
Oh my.
Yeah. And we are like 10% of Iowa, the space-wise.
But about 10% of the size of Iowa.
Yes.
All right, now Iowa's got about 3 million people in it.
Yes, so, and we have slightly more than 6 million people.
In that small an area.
Yes.
So I would suspect then people build upward?
Yes, we have majority of our residential are in high rise, very high rise. We have high rise for residential up to 25 stories.
Wow.
Like what we see in downtown. I think what's the highest here?
18 stories maybe? Mm-hmm. 18, 20 mm-hmm. stories maybe?
Yep.
Yeah, as far as residential.
Yes.
Fascinating. Now, one of the other things that perhaps people don't realize about Singapore, although it is an Asian country and individuals from Singapore have Asian features.
Yes.
The rules and regulations and language of first resort is what?
We speak, our first language is English.
Your first language is English.
Yes. So most of us speak English. Well, I would say majority speak English. All our government bodies are in English. Transportation are in English. And we speak native language as well. So I speak Chinese, fluent Chinese. I can write Chinese. And of course, the other natives speak their own native language as well.
Sure.
But we communicate in English, all our corporations, hospital. Yeah,
now, that
everything.
Would surprise some people, but and why is that? What was the factor that created Singapore in an English-speaking world?
Okay, so we were British rule, and we had a very good leader who ensured that because Singapore is a little city that has no natural resources.
No.
Not at all. We do not even have our own water.
Really?
But we are so fast growing because our past leader wants our resources, our human to be the resource. So our human are the resource that communicate with the other countries. And this is why we speak the international language, English.
Of course. Fascinating. Yes. It really is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Now, before you emigrated here to the United States and married your husband, a good friend of the broadcast, Rob Spearman, you were doing what in Singapore?
Okay, I was in IT for 20 over years. So my last appointment was IT project manager, and I was in a U.S.-based company. Mm. So I was working in Singapore.
Got it.
Then, yeah.
Let's talk for just a moment before we get again. I want to talk real estate with you because I think that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit about the education system in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? I understand, from what I understand, and this may be a glittering generality, that in your country, in your city, you place great emphasis on science and math. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. Very much on mathematics and science. That's right. Yes. And we are very academic driven.
Academy driven.
Yes, very much. We have banding at certain age of all our students. At 12 years, they are ranked across the whole country. At 16, 17, 18 again, ranked across the whole country.
Really?
Yeah, and then we have students being streamed according to their academic level.
Their academic level, where they're going to go. If they're going to go in the building trades, or if they're going to go into IT or mathematics or teaching or whatever. Yes, wow, fascinating stuff. Mm-hmm. 6 million people in a place the size of a tenth of the size of Iowa.
Yes, we are very crowded.
You're very crowded.
Yes. So
all this space must be very different to you.
Yes, it is. That's why when I'm here, we went to State Fair. Uh-huh. You know, State Fair is so crowded to the local, but it is very norm to me. It is like me walking out on in the street in Singapore.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just very normal.
For people that have not traveled in Asia and some of the other countries that are heavily, heavily populated, and I've been there, I can tell you that it is just people all over the place.
But I have to add on, Singapore is it has lots of people.
Very clean.
Very clean. Yes, this is it's very clean, very green. Great. Yes.
Yeah, interesting. All right, let's talk real estate for just a moment. What in the world? You're an IT project manager. You come to the United States, you marry a friend of ours, and you're immediately immersed in this whole world of real estate. What about real estate interests you?
Well, I decided to take a career switch, move into a new challenge. I find that going to a real estate, helping my clients buy a good home, their dream home, is very satisfying. And also at the same time, helping my clients sell their home, it is very rewarding, and The satisfaction level is different,
I'm sure that it is.
Yes.
I always wanted to be in real estate because I was just nosy to see what other people's houses looked like. I thought that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
We get to see beautiful homes.
Yeah, exactly. Sure you do. Yeah. What about this whole issue of home pricing here in the metro? We continue to see that home prices are continuing to go up. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It is very amazing today. We see that homeowners, sellers are actually getting a lot more today than 12 months ago. Yeah. So let me give you an example. So like 12 months ago, a house would be fetching maybe 215,000.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And today, in the western suburb, it could be the same house. It is selling at 250,000.
My goodness.
Yes. So it's like it's 35,000 increase in just 12 months.
In just 12 months. Well, good news, bad news. Good news is that the owner gets more money for his or her house, but there's also seems to be a lack of inventory out there. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. So the sellers, buyers are rushing to buy homes. Homes are getting snapped up in 24 hours. Some of them are like, on the same day, in less than 12 hours, you get offers coming in. And on that very same day, the seller accepts an offer.
And what's driving that, do you think? Why aren't there more houses on the market? Why do you think?
Why aren't there more houses? Well, there are more buyers nowadays.
More buyers than what there are houses.
Yes,
okay.
There are more
buyers.
So
it's a supply and demand issue.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about something that you are bringing to this market here in Central Iowa, and I think this is rather interesting.
Okay.
You made mention, Sock. Sock Spearman, by the way, is with us. She's with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. You mentioned, Sock, that homes are moving very quickly.
Yes.
And so if I am a home seeker, all right, and I own a house, but I like that house and I want to move over there and live in that house because I'm either ready to downsize or upsize or however it goes, highly unlikely that house over there is still going to be on the market after I've sold my house, or I've got to wait to sell my house, or maybe that's got to be frustrating for people.
Right. So I have a exclusive program that I will buy your house.
You will buy the house.
I'm going to buy your house and then take possession of it 60 days later. So what you do is you have an ease of mind to go and shop for your new house. So when you are shopping your house, let me go back slightly. So when I buy your house, I buy it at the market value.
So you buy the house at market value.
Yes.
So whatever mm-hmm. the price is.
Yes, at the market value, and then of course we less the closing, the standard closing sure. cost that other agencies are going to charge you. So I'm not going to charge you anything extra. There's no hidden cost. It's going to be as per what you will sell your house with other agents. So I will buy your house, and then while you go out and shop your new home, I will still put your house on the market. Okay,
got it.
And help you to sell it at an even higher price. If an offer that comes in with a higher price, okay, comes in, you will get that difference.
Okay, so okay? You get the difference.
So, for example, if I bought your house at $250,000, okay, and then an offer came in at $255,000, you get the offer at $255,000.
Got it.
So, and then you have your ease of mind to go out and shop for your new home. So there is a it reduces your risk as a home seeker that you don't have to pay double. Mortgage, double utilities,
oh boy,
and double
yeah.
holding costs.
Yeah,
yeah.
And to be able to do this, Sock, this is one of those things where people have to know the real estate agent and mm-hmm. be able to trust the real estate agent.
Yeah.
And do the home sellers in this case, if I want to buy that house over there, but I've got my house with you, do I get all this in writing?
Yes. So the offer that I give it to you will be in writing. Okay. And with the market value. So
sure.
So everything will be as per in writing.
Wow.
So there is no worry about that.
All right.
Yeah.
And so you're betting on, I would mm-hmm. suspect, that because the housing market is so hot right now, that you're going to be able to sell that house.
Yes. And
pretty quickly.
Yes. And when we sell the house at a higher price than it's possible that we will fetch a higher price for you. You are going to get the offer at
the
higher
fabulous.
Price.
So you're taking a lot of worry out of a prospective home buyer that's looking to move down and get smaller or move up and
exactly.
get bigger.
Exactly.
And so can they then, if they go and they're looking for a house and they see one that they like, and you've already said, okay, don't worry about it, I'm going to buy your house.
Yes.
They can make an offer on that without?
Yes. Without the contingency. Because when they place an offer without the contingency that they have to sell their house,
right.
their new house seller will be more willing to sell their house to you rather than selling to someone who has to sell their house.
With a contingency.
Yes, exactly. So if you have if the seller has two offers that came in, one buyer has a house to sell, the other buyer has no house to sell. Of course, the seller is going to sell the house to the one who is ready buyer.
Yeah.
Well,
this is called a Sock Spearman's guarantee. Is that correct? What do you call this?
So we have a seller's home warranty. Yes. Come back to my website. It's sockspearman.com.
SOCK, just like it sounds.
Yes.
Sockspearman.com. Mm-hmm. We'll have that link, of course, on our radio blog so that people can go there immediately and see what it is that you're talking about. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Welcome to Central Iowa. It's so nice to have you
here. It's a beautiful city.
It is a beautiful city, mm-hmm. isn't it? Yeah,
yes.
And it's spread out. We got all kinds of room here. All right. From Singapore, what an interesting conversation, interesting woman. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. Sock, thanks for coming in and doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, we got to go. It's nigh on to 6 o'clock. Tyler is saying, go, wrap this thing up. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we heard earlier from John Bartlett from the iPlay and iWork and Play Store. Tyler is behind the controls right now. The voices for Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The program director is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is original to the News Hour. It was produced, arranged, conducted, and created by our friend James Goodlett. If you want some original music for your business, hit us up. We'll put you in touch with James. All right, have a wonderful Thursday evening, the final day of March of 2016. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.